246.Jim.
Where is the snow, Bruce? Where is the snow that's supposed to be sitting out there on the ground? Somebody's got it, Bruce. Somebody's hiding it. And I might add, breaking a whole lot of laws in the process. That snow belongs to the people of this state. Who's ever got it, I suggest they put it back pronto. I might as well inform you that the FBI has been called in on this one. That's right, the feds. And they're not messing around. There's been some speculation that the snow is being hidden in a couple of vacant warehouses in South Minneapolis. They currently have a couple of stakeout units investigating that possibility. Bureau has also received a tip that suggests some prominent Twin City political figures may be involved. And if this proves true, the whole thing could blow sky high with heads rolling all over the place. I'm telling all of you potential perpetrators of this heinous crime to fess up and turn the snow over to the proper authorities. It's not worth wasting your life over. You got 24 hours yet before things really heat up. The governor's talking National Guard, the big boys, the top guns. That's right. Turn over that snow now while you can. And don't try and melt it. That's destroying public property, and they're getting pretty stiff on death penalty.
So you've heard the warning from the Phantom Caller. Oh, man. Oh, that's good. We had a Phantom Festival on Friday, wasn't it? When Don Vogel gets back, we've got more Phantom Calls. We'll have another festival for you whenever he deems it necessary. Oh, man, that's good stuff. 5-8-4-6-8-2-5-5. Jason.
I have some excuses that have worked for me in the past and may help out your listeners in the coming year, maybe help out of a jam. Here's number one. There was a clerical error. That one works all the time. Here's another one. There was apparently some sort of computer failure. Give that a try. If that doesn't work, try this one. I was just following orders. I've heard that work time and time again. Here's another one. I'm sorry, officer. I wasn't aware there was such a law. They buy it. Here's another one. There was nothing I can do. It just sort of happened. Here's one. I have one just like it, and I guess I thought that one was mine. Or it was an accident. That one works sometimes. Here's my favorite. Oh, hold it. You got the wrong guy. There must be someone else with my name. If those don't work, try these less common but still plausible excuses. Number one. Are you out of your mind? That was an Albania during the whole thing. That was an Albania, for God's sake. And number two. Sorry, I'm late. I had to dismantle a car bomb from my Chevy. Experts advise you don't rush those things. Know what I mean? Here's a third one. I must have been drugged. Yeah, that's it. I was drugged during the whole thing. Don't know what you're talking about. Finally, if those don't work, try this one. A series of unexplained explosions on the sun's surface temporarily rendered my senses inoperable. I'm terribly sorry. Give those a try. I don't mind.
What motivates the man? The Phantom Caller.